This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief for The Advocate, is here, and we'll talk with him about a few different items. Again, if you'd like to call and ask a question or make an insight known to the world, give us a call, 877-217-5757. Front page story in The Advocate. Let's start with this, written by Mr. Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Editor. Louisiana High Court rules in favor of internet retailers. This is a major decision. What's going on, Mark?
It is indeed a major decision. Basically, the Supreme Court's decision is going to apply to all 64 parishes. It is the law now. And basically, what's happened was that when the U.S. Supreme Court a couple of years ago gave the ability for states to tax internet sales, they had to come up with a plan to do so. And in their plan, they did not really talk about what happens with these marketplace facilitators, which is Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, eBay, who basically are selling the products alongside their own products, are selling products that are produced by small businesses that otherwise would not qualify for having to collect sales taxes. And that was kind of left open in the law. They're trying to figure out what to do with it. The Jefferson Parish jumped forward and said, wait, there is existing law that would allow these facilitators, or would require these facilitators to collect sales taxes. And the Supreme Court, and Jefferson Parish got the support of the state district judge as well as the appellate court. And it went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, no, this is something that the legislature is going to have to sort out and decide. And that's basically where it is. So if you're buying through Walmart, pralines from a small business person, they're not supposed to be charging you taxes on that. You're supposed to pay the taxes. You, the consumer, are supposed to pay the taxes, but the Walmart is not going to charge you taxes. And it's a huge part of their market. About 60% of Amazon's market is handling these third-party sales.
And it's curious as to whether people will pay the taxes and how many will, but the vote was 4-3. It was a close vote, as Mark notes. Associate Justice John Weimer likened the online marketplaces to auctioneers who are not parties to the sales but merely facilitate transactions. William Crane, Scott Crichton, and James Genovese joined Weimer to form the majority, and the three dissenters were Chief Justice Burnett Johnson, Associate Justice Jeff Hughes III, and Justice Ad Hoc Freddie Pitcher. So an interesting crew, people we know well, the three dissenters. And Jeff Hughes, who is a Republican, often votes in ways that surprise people. And here he made a decision as one of the dissenters that would probably not be in line with most of his Republican brothers and sisters.
A lot of his Republican brothers and sisters see him as a tool of the trial lawyers. I mean, that's what they see. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But that's what they see. And so he's not necessarily popular with a large swath of the Republican Party.
But he's got a 10-year term. And he's been in the news, as we know. The Advocate has done several stories about him. And he is a listener to this show and quite frequently comments about things that are said and heard on this program. So Jeff Hughes is no shrinking violet, and I don't know if he'll ever run for office again, but this is a vote that would not endear him to the Republican base. Now, Mark Ballard, John Bel Edwards, our governor, and Jeff Landry are continuing to fight. Sam Carlin, in his story today, notes that the healthcare feud continues, and this one has major implications. $3.6 billion in federal funds could be lost, according to a group that is looking at the healthcare situation in Louisiana. $3.6 billion in federal funding if Jeff Landry's lawsuit to overturn the Affordable Care Act is successful. What's the sentiment at the Capitol regarding this battle of titans?
It remains a partisan battle of titans. The report was put out by Protecting Healthcare Coverage in Louisiana Task Force, and it was created by the governor, and it basically outlined what would happen if the if Obamacare was invalidated. Jeff Landry is part of a Republican Attorney General's lawsuit that is trying to overturn the Affordable Care Act, and and we are looking at a Louisiana legislature that has a majority of Republicans that are against and have tried various ways of overturning the expansion. So I imagine we're going to see quite a fight on that, and I don't believe that the lawsuit is going to be coming up before the election, before the presidential election. It'll be coming up afterwards, but I think we're going to have a big fight on it.
877-217-5757 is your number for Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief for The Advocate. And a few listeners have asked again for the phone numbers to call U.S. Senators Bill Cassidy and John Kennedy to express sentiments whether the Senate should vote to allow witnesses. And that vote in the Senate could come as early as tomorrow. And, Mark, it appears that both Cassidy and Kennedy are going to vote not to allow witnesses, but it's always good to hear from constituents, and I would encourage our listeners to call if they so choose.
I imagine that, as Mr. Strother said, your previous guest mentioned, that they are looking closely at their polling rather than who actually phones into them. And so I think that Kennedy and Cassidy would vote to acquit the president if he was accused of shooting someone on Sixth Avenue in New York.
Well, they are Republicans, and this is like the Jeff Landry thing. Only Cassidy's up for re-election this year, and Kennedy will be in 2 years. They don't have 10-year terms. And Jeff Hughes, excuse me. But Cassidy, as we have noted, at this point does not have a well-financed opponent. And we are fewer than 40 weeks from the election, and it is amazing that a six-year seat in the U.S. Senate, where the action is, where, of course, Supreme Court justices are approved or not, that we have a Senate seat in Louisiana held by a Republican, and the Democrats have not come up with a strong challenger. And in the old days, as we know, it took a very long time. It took all the way to 2004 to have a Republican senator from the Republican Party in Louisiana. So what has happened to our politics in just the last 20 years, Mark?
Well, it has obviously become far more Republican, and we are a ruby red state now, and where we had not been before. It was a lot of the Democrats were still powerful. You say that there's no Democrat stepping up, and I'm trying to, well, who would be? Who has the stature to do that, I mean, other than the governor? And they don't really have a good, solid bench strength.
No, it would take somebody with some name recognition, with money, and a listener, I think her name is Chanice, says the best bet for the Democrats is your boss, John Georges. And he has run before, and he would be a person. That kind of a person, whether it's Georges or somebody else, but there are few names on that list. He would be a factor if he were to get in, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Primarily, like Jim Bernhard, he would be a factor primarily because of the money that he can, or like Mike Bloomberg for that matter, is that he can finance the campaign without having to raise money.
Well, it's nice that people can be rich and own media outlets. And John Georges is a wealthy man, one of the most wealthy in Louisiana, and he owns the newspaper of record, The Advocate. And since he bought The Advocate, I think it's been 7 years, or it will be May 1st, he has refrained from getting in the political fray, and some people thought that would actually be an impetus, but he has decided not to do it. And I always encourage people, if they want to do it, to get in the arena. They don't have to pray to get God's blessing on running. If they want to run, they should run. But John Georges ran for governor and for mayor, and he's probably had enough of it.
Well, yeah, and I understand that his family's not that into him spending millions of dollars to run again. But you know, I have no inside information. Well, he does stay out of the paper's day-to-day operations.
Another listener points out that it might put the newspaper in an interesting position, too, because you do stories on candidates, and he would be a major candidate. And anything you write, no matter what you wrote, would be questioned because he is the owner of the newspaper.
Well, and for that very reason, that was the first question I asked when he bought the newspaper, was what his plans were. He said then, and he's stuck by it for since then, that if he was going to run, and he has not. He said he wouldn't, and he has not.
He has not. And I think if he were going to run, he would already be in the race. And it's hard to marshal a viable campaign in a short period of time. And another listener says, don't count this young man, Antoine Fierce, who's been a guest on this show, short. I think he's a fascinating guy. And if he had $3 or $4 million, he would be a player. But it takes a lot of money, Mark, to make it happen.
It does, and by saying they don't have bench strength, I think they have a lot of, you know, very good, fascinating, the Democrats have a lot of very good, fascinating possibilities, but those candidates have not created yet the resume and the name recognition that's kind of necessary if you're not going to be, you know, a multimillionaire spending your own money.
The number for Bill Cassidy is 202-224-5824, 202-224-5824. The number for John Kennedy, 202-224-4623, 202-224-4623. And, Mark, this time a week from now, it could be all over, or the impeachment trial could be opening the gate to witnesses. We'll follow it with you, and we'll be calling on you, and always enjoy getting your insights on Thursdays. It's been a pleasure as always. Thanks, Mark.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
See you soon. We'll return with a celebrated artist, Christopher Janney, who is in Baton Rouge, after this quick timeout on Talk Louisiana.